Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 16th of April, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news here on the Isle of Man. A background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19. We've got 11 active cases on the Isle of Man. Nobody in Nobles. As we prepare to exit lockdown, the government's economic strategy advisor is KPMG. Loganair are recruiting on the island. Self-generated electricity is going to be worth less. And around the island in a kayak for his brother. Today, 714 people self-isolating. Lockdown 3, day 45.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 identified in the island in the last 24 hours as the island prepares to exit lockdown next week. There are 11 active cases with no one being treated in hospital for the virus. Those who generate their own renewable energy on the island are going to be paid less by Manx Utilities. The government-owned monopoly provider buys electricity created by private individuals via a sustainable generation tariff. After a pricing review, it's been cut from 9.2 pence per unit to 8.2 pence. And Loganair is looking to hire more Manx cabin crew. The airline has started a recruitment drive with hopes of more than doubling its Isle of Man-based staff. Further afield, the number of COVID-19 cases has fallen across the UK. The latest figures shown from the Office for National Statistics show 1 in 480 people had the virus in the week to last Saturday, compared to 1 in 340 the week before. A variant of the virus first discovered in India has been detected in the UK, though 77 cases have been found so far, and experts say the strain is under investigation. And another 2,596 cases have been recorded in the UK, with 34 more deaths. 32.5 million people have now had their first dose of a vaccine, and nearly 9 million have had both jabs. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Alex from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No problems in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the Isle of Man this evening, very pleasant evening sunshine, light variable winds. It'll be dry and clear after dark and down to 4 degrees through the night. For Saturday, tomorrow, Jasan, dry with sunny intervals at first. It will cloud over later. Some light breezes throughout the day. Daytime maximum 11 Celsius. Overnight minimum is 5. Into Sunday, Jaduni, a dry, cloudy morning on Sunday. Possibility of light rain through the afternoon. Top temperature 10 Celsius. Sunset 22 minutes past 8 tonight. Low water at 9 o'clock. High water overnight 2 minutes to 3 a.m. Sunrise 13 minutes past 6 tomorrow morning. And the morning low tide 27 minutes to 10.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
There have been no new cases of COVID-19 identified in the last 24 hours. The island prepares to exit lockdown next week. Midnight on Sunday into Monday, we're set free. There are 11 active cases with no one being treated in hospital for the virus. And from midnight tonight, groups of up to 10 people are out to mix inside ahead of that full reopening on Monday. The Manx government's appointed the accounting organisation KPMG as economic strategy advisor. The company's been tasked with creating a 5 to 10 year strategy to help the island recover from the effects of coronavirus. Here's Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon.
I think we've got a good base of well-established businesses here on the island, which have a good international reach. There's a lot of areas for us to develop, of course. There's, of course, our long-standing tradition of local industry in terms of our offering on the tourism and attraction of individuals and people to the island. I think we've got a strong future now in terms of the opportunities that will allow us to develop our sustainable future through green industries and green technologies. And I think that we've got to build out and develop our more traditional industries and take them forward and help take them forward in a growing age of technological advancement. So there is lots of opportunities for the island. And I think as the global economies shift now, there's obviously going to be the challenges around international taxation, but also within that, I think there's going to be new trade alignments. Obviously, we've still got to see how the impact of Brexit is going to pay out in terms of the UK's new trade deals. So there will be lots of opportunity for the island in the future. Part of the trick and part of what we're trying to do here is to understand in a bit more detail where some of those opportunities are going to lie so that we're in a better position to maximise them in the short to medium term so that we can, as I say, create this vision and what I hope will be a more sustainable platform for our businesses into the future.
Do you think KPMG shares that vision? You mentioned local industry there, but do you think it's appropriate for KPMG, a big company like this, which to spearhead this and which, when potentially they could benefit from this by making this strategy around big business?
Well, this isn't about big business. This is about jobs. This is about jobs and a future economy for our people, and particularly our younger people. During the course of this project, which is going to take about 12 months in total, but really quite a lot of it is going to be done within the next 4 or 5 months. There will be extensive consultation, and part of our commitment in this is that we recognise that really the stakeholders of this are the people of the Isle of Man, and particularly the businesses and those involved in the business community. And, you know, there will be an extensive consultation.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
23 minutes before 6 now, a memorial wall to commemorate those who lost their lives to COVID has been created in London, and there are hopes the Isle of Man will follow suit. At the latest coronavirus media briefing, the Chief Minister was asked if government will be recreating something similar on the island. Here's Howard Quayle.
I've had a number of people ask me about having a service or a memorial, and that's something that we will look at. I have to say, I've been, you know, myself and the Health Minister, the Council of Ministers, we've been absolutely flat out fighting this terrible illness and ensuring that we protect our people. But when the situation starts to ease and we have a little bit more time, we will be coming up with proposals to commemorate those people who've tragically lost their lives. And I know I'm attending a service, and I think in Sulby in a few weeks' time, to hold a service of Thanksgiving. We did have a service in St George's last year for the people who'd lost their lives when we had our lengthy period of no COVID in the community. So I think it would be fitting to have some form of memorial, but I think I want to listen to members of the public's views and Timble members, and we'll come up with something once we've had a chance to reflect.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Manannan left Heysham at 2 o'clock this afternoon. She docked into Douglas around 4:30, a little before 4:30. And the next departure tomorrow morning, 8:45. Manannan to Heysham, arriving there at 11 o'clock. Pembrokeshire is currently under biannual refit and maintenance on the Wirral, and consequently the Arrow motorship Arrow is providing our freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Loganair has started a recruitment drive with hopes of more than doubling its cabin crew based in the Isle of Man. Before turning to politics, Douglas South MHK Captain Paul Quine was a commercial pilot for many years. So what's his take on this?
For me, it's news which I wholeheartedly welcome, and is a real statement of conviction in our island. But just as important, this commitment to their Isle of Man base by Loganair goes a significant way to ensure the retention of about 100 ancillary jobs at Ronald's Way, by which I mean ground handling personnel and aircraft engineers who provide line support, and all of whom have had to endure a very uncertain time. It's testimony to the confident decision which has been taken by our government over the last year to support our local aviation industry, whereby we've been able to continue to provide a lifeline for people seeking urgent medical treatment off island, and also for business, with the certainty of service in these most challenging times. And this is something which I'm sure Loganair are looking to build on and offer an exciting career, and something I would advocate to anyone who feels they have the necessary skill set
Is this optimism for the future for not necessarily people who are going to be working for Loganair, but for just people who want to travel off the island?
Yes, I think everyone's now looking to a point where we move on to the next chapter in this. So, you know, where we look to get our borders open again. So people, you know, a lot of people have suffered a great deal of mental hardship, not being able to interact with family members off the island, and obviously not for those family members off the island to be able to come to the island and visit friends and loved ones over here. So I think it's very much an optimistic vision, and we look to a time now when we can start to get back to something that we saw as normality prior to the onset of this.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
19 minutes before 6, UK and European markets continuing to rally. News of the stock market at the moment, but China's economy appears to have gone through a huge post-pandemic jump. Official figures released today suggest the Chinese economy grew a record 18.3% in the first 3 months of this year compared with the same period in 2020 when cities were shut down and the economy was shrinking rapidly. While factory activity and property sales in China have picked up, the figures were actually slightly below what economists had forecast, and China faces a number of challenges ahead, including the prospect of inflation, a lagging consumer recovery, and concerns around asset bubbles. Many people who'd forged a career in the live music business, building stages, designing lighting, engineering audio, or working on the complicated logistics of touring, have watched in dismay as their industry fell silent for a year. Although there are glimpses and glimmers of hope, most analysts reckon large-scale concert tours are off the table for this year, and that realisation has led to an increasing number of industry stalwarts and veterans abandoning the industry and seeking new career paths. The looming fear is that live music, and particularly touring, eventually bounces back, but its workforce may have moved on.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK European markets continued to rally. The dollar fell amid an extended retreat in Treasury yields. Oil held steady. Gold was higher as a pullback in US Treasury yields and the dollar lifted the metals appeal. In corporate news, Flutter Entertainment was a high riser following a report. It's considering a potential £150 million sale of OddsChecker, its odds comparison platform, after one of the company's rivals withdrew its data. And the numbers now at the close from Ramsey Crookall, reporting that the FTSE 100 was up just over 1.1% at the close at 5 o'clock at 7,019. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.33% at 15,459. In New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.33% at 34,137. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.1% at 14,017. And the S&P 500 in the Midwest is up just over 0.1% at 4,176. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 US 38.2, €1 15.4, and 19 South African rand 78.1. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.9% at $1,778 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil flat at $66.80.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
16 minutes before 6, we're on air and online all the time. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. Those who generate their own renewable energy on the Isle of Man are going to be paid less by Manx Utilities. The government-owned provider provides and buys electricity created by private individuals via a sustainable generation tariff. The details from Ewan Gorn.
After a pricing review, the tariff's been cut from 9.2 pence per unit to 8.2 pence, with a further penny reduction due next year. To put that into context, in 2020, the average value of electricity exports to Manx utilities was around £143 per domestic customer. This reduction is expected to reduce that overall total by £16 a year. Manx Utilities, which has a monopoly on the sale of electricity, says factors behind the reduction include the increased number of customers using the tariff and the reduced cost of installation. But leader of the Isle of Man Green Party, Andrew Newton, has called the change outrageous.
This decision needs an explanation. It's contrary to the climate emergency declaration and it should be removed immediately. I mean, what we need to see is very simple: increasing renewable energy, reducing carbon emissions. This decision goes against that, is the opposite of that. It's going, let's buy gas-burned electricity and let's not incentivise renewable energy. If the Isle of Man government are going to come out and say, we're putting solar panels on public buildings, we're going to put up wind turbines, etc., then I would like to see it. But at the moment, we're getting none of that. Our emissions are only being reduced on the basis of private individuals making decisions about electric cars, for example, or about solar panels. We're not seeing anything from central government on a large scale that's going to really impact this. And we can't waste another year, because that means next year, we have to double the amount of emissions that we're reducing, and it puts more pressure on the public sector, more pressure on private individuals. We need decisions being made today that are going to reduce our emissions. This decision today, this week, by Manx Utilities, is the opposite of that, and it needs to be reversed. It's difficult for me to speculate about the future when we've got decisions today which are going to be damaging to our future.
The cut in tariff will affect the 122 Manx Utilities customers who currently use the sustainable generation offer. Manx Utilities says to pay over the cost of getting electricity from other sources would be unsustainable in the long term, meaning other customers would have to subsidise those who can install their own private generation.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, Isle of Man shooting is celebrating after one of its own has been called up to represent Team GB. Rachel Glover has been selected for next month's European Championships in Croatia. They're set to take place from the 20th of May until the 6th of June. While sport is set to be springing back into action on the island from Monday, over the weekend various boards will be putting their heads together from a safe and social distance until midnight on Sunday at least, to decide what to do with their seasons going forward. In football, senior teams from clubs who would like to play competitive league games from Saturday the 24th of April have been asked to confirm this by the end of today. The Canada Life Premier League and JCK Division 2 will both restart on Tuesday the 27th of April. Meanwhile, the Canada Life Combi 1 League and JCK Combi 2 will start the following day on Wednesday the 28th. Once the Isle of Man FA has established if any clubs would like matches on the 24th of April, it will then release the fixtures as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Eastern Manx Youth Games girls football sessions will start again on Monday the 19th at 5pm in the NSE main sports hall. Those who still need to register for the Manx Youth Games can do so via the link at manxradio.com on our sports page. You have until the 7th of May to do so. And the Isle of Man Women's and Girls FA has confirmed that after the Manx Youth Games has finished, it will be running an all-girls under-10s and under-12s fun league for 8 weeks for all the girls to continue having fun whilst playing football. Further afield, and Caster Semenya says she will not attempt to qualify for the 200 metres at the Tokyo Olympics after defending her national 5,000 metre title in South Africa. The 30-year-old won the title in 15 minutes and 52.28 seconds. That's 42.48 seconds outside the Olympic qualifying time. Semenya will be unable to defend her 800 metre title after a controversial World Athletics rule change around testosterone levels in female runners. And in rugby, Leeds Rhinos and England fullback Caitlin Beavers is looking forward to the post-match aches and pains again when the Women's Super League kicks off on Sunday after 18 months away. Beavers, who's 19, helped the Rhinos to Grand Final and Challenge Cup success in 2019, but COVID-19 denied the women the chance to defend their titles in 2020. Rhinos take on York City Knights in their opening game.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes to 6 now. Loganairs 10 to 5. Liverpool, the patient transfer plane, left at 9 minutes past 5. And the Loganair, the Loganair to Heathrow, 20 past 5, hasn't left yet. The flight has just closed. The berth due back this evening from Liverpool at 6:40 and 8:30 from London Heathrow. On the roads, main road in Sandton's got some four-way traffic lights for bus stop work. 24 hours a day. Newcastle Town Road, 24-hour three-way lights. They're building a new pedestrian crossing. Paul Rose Road is closed. They're refurbishing the bridge. It'll be on for the best part of a year. That's happening in Castletown, Ellerslie Gardens, Maloo Street. Got some closures there for drainage works. West Hill Avenue service lane in Castletown. Some closures there for construction of new properties. In Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road, South Promenade and Stanley Mount East have got some closures. And look out also on the promenade in Douglas. Apparently, it's not finished yet. If you want all the information, it's got its own website, myprom.im.
Book your service or repair at tyres.im and we'll collect and return your car sanitised with X-Mist, which eliminates all viruses and can remain active for 7 days.
Pubs and restaurants are among many businesses preparing to reopen to the public this coming Monday as the island exits its third lockdown. The Ginger Hall Hotel in Sulby has been using the lockdown to renovate its beer garden. Is landlord Ben Sowery.
It was always part of the plans to do our beer garden up. It was always just a bit of an underutilised space that we had out there. And we've gone big, really, in terms of making it attractive, making it an event space, doing it properly. We've really done it properly so we can house a nice big marquee and it's still going to be really nice and attractive. So, that's... The guys working on that, they've been flat out, really, and it's just about going to be ready for reopening on Monday.
What we're hearing, we've heard it from the Chamber of Commerce and other businesses, restaurants, shops even, is that we were expecting with that level of sort of independence the Chief Minister keeps reiterating, you know, this is down to every person when they want to reopen. It seems like everybody's ready to reopen on Monday. Is that a feeling you've got as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like... I'd be very surprised if in our first week we don't see a lot of people coming in who are eager to get back into their sort of socialising ways. Unless I've really misread that. I mean, I'm going off the correspondence I've had with people who are really chomping at the bit to get back to normality. I guess our demographic is that kind of 20s to... Generally, it's that 20s to... mid-50s, they perhaps are content with the situation of vaccinations, you know, the way that programme is going, and I've not really heard much in the way of concern and people saying, oh, I'm gonna keep my head down for another month. From what I can gauge, everybody's ready to go for it, get back into their normal routines.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
A man raising money for three mental health charities on the Isle of Man has completed his trip around the island in a kayak. Carl Staniford took on the challenge in memory of his younger brother who took his own life. Here he is at the finish line at Peel Beach, met by Manx Radio's Ben Hartley.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, 100%. But we saw some bottlenose dolphins as we were coming in from sort of Peel Hill all the way around to just there. So they sort of chauffeured us in and it's fantastic. I'm made up.
So you set off from Peel, you were going round yesterday, the north of the island, you departed Douglas this morning, we saw you from the studios.
I was ruffled there.
Yeah, so how was it? Because it looked like there was quite a breeze on the eastern side of the island.
Yeah, it was. It was really choppy. Like George and Matt were either side of me, just a few metres away, and they were up and down. They were disappearing and then appearing again. Really had to concentrate on what we were doing because the waves come in and they bounce off the wall and come back, so it's really choppy. The front of your boat sort of spins 10 degrees, so you've got to be really on the ball and not too tense. You just got to go with the flow with it a little bit. But it was all great experience. I've got to say a massive thank you to Sea Kayaking Isle of Man, because George and the lads down there, they're fantastic experts at what they do.
And at this moment, now you've completed it, obviously it's in memory of your brother Cameron.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that side of things now?
Absolutely made up, but honestly, there was no chance in a million years I wasn't doing it, because his former brother, and apparently the total is around £7,000. £8,000 plus a grand from Dandara. So we're flying. I set out for a £3,000 goal and we've absolutely smashed it. So I'm absolutely made up for my little brother Cameron and for these charities that help turn things around for people. Absolutely made up, chuffed a bit.
What's next on the agenda? Have you got another challenge in mind at any point to raise some more money?
We'll see what happens. But I'm going to go home tonight and just relax, put my feet up, have a beer and work tomorrow. So
back into work tomorrow.
Back into work tomorrow, yeah.
Well, congratulations to Carl, and apparently that total is rising as we speak. Just a quick reminder, following the Chief Minister's announcement that the current circuit break lockdown will end on Monday, government public counters are reopening next week. The Treasury's public counters and reception areas revert to their usual opening hours on Monday. Passports, immigration, nationality and the EU settlement counter will open from Tuesday, the 20th of April. All the information is at manxradio.com, but basically Markle House, Ramsey Town Hall, the Customs House will be opening, second floor, central government offices, which is income tax. The rates, passports, immigration at government offices all opening next week. Almost back to normal. Well, that's it for Update tonight. Brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Ewan Gorn, and hello to our podcast audience. Anywhere, anytime in the world, thank you for joining Manx Radio and making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. I'm Andy Wint, and I'll be back Monday evening at 5:30 with the first update of post-lockdown 3. Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. Make the most of it.
WINT.
There's only one name you need when it comes to scrap. Castain Scrap Metal. Castain will scrap all metal and they're licensed to scrap all batteries, including dry cell and lead acid batteries, to get the best prices of copper, lead, aluminium, catalytic converters, brass and more. Remember one name, Castain Scrap Metal. Castain Scrap Metal. Remember one number, 801337. 801337. Castain Scrap Metal.
Crossroads have been providing services to local carers and people with care needs for over 30 years. As the leading provider of support for carers on the island, our services are all about improving the lives of carers and giving them a break from caring. Visit crossroadsiom.org for more information.
Crossroads Isle of Man, putting carers first.
New pension legislation allows greater pension freedom for Manx residents. Come and talk to Blackford Financial Services. We'll give you information about your specific pension options and how this may affect your retirement planning. To find out more and to arrange a no-obligation chat about your pension arrangements, call Blackford Financial Services on 627 674 or visit online at blackfords.im. Blackfords. Retirement planning made easy.
Everything in the garden's rosy. Rover the dog's happy. They're happy. And him? Well, he's loving our new automatic gates from the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company. He's enjoying using them so much, he's doing all the shopping. So I'm happy too.
For stylish automatic gates, barriers, shutters and doors, call the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company on 624 122 or visit manxgaragedoors.com.
And guess what, Rover? The automated garage doors just arrived.
Corkill removals and storage today. Loads big and small day after day. We'll help you move, we'll help you pack. With a local or global, we've got the knack. So give us a cheer. Yay! Your movers are here. They do it right.
As well as moving locally, nationally or internationally, we have storage solutions from as little as £12 per week. Call
675-495. We'll get your load delivered on time. You can be sure we'll get the job done. Click corkillremovals.com.
Thanks, Radio Breakfast.
On today's programme, we looked at the first
further easing of restrictions over the weekend and the full lifting of lockdown on Monday.
It is one of the reasons we brought in bubbles and deck chairing. We understand the strain lockdown has had on our community.
Those indicators are very reassuring that we don't have any reservoirs of community transmission sitting out there that we're not aware of.
We'll be back on Monday when we'll bring you all the latest on the island's first morning out of lockdown.
So join us then from 7:30 for Manx Radio Breakfast here on the Nation Station.
Most ShopRite stores will be open between 8 and 9 on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday mornings for our senior citizens and vulnerable customers. Please check your local store for details.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM, this is Manx Radio.